Dining in the Forbidden City. Before the Ming and Qing dynasties, meals eaten in the Forbidden City were copied from the Mongolians. The Forbidden City was a palace for the emperor, the king of China. People were not allowed to enter it. During the Ming and the Qing dynasties, health became important during meals. The emperors began to eat healthily, so their meals had more grains like beans and rice instead of meat. The emperor usually ate alone, except during special ceremonies. The palace rule was that everyone had to stand when the emperor was in the room. Even if they were invited to take part in his meals with him, they had to stand. The imperial kitchen was the place where the emperor's meals were cooked. It was near the Hall of Supreme Harmony. The imperial kitchen had many people to take care of the emperor's daily meals and was divided into three parts: the big kitchen, the tea kitchen, and the bakery. Each part had one chef, five cooks, a manager, and a person who controlled the money called an accountant. The accountant would watch the spending and price of food. Every menu which was served to the emperor had the cook's name. If anything was suspicious, it would be easy to find the cook. More than 200 cooks, helpers, and workers worked in the imperial kitchen.